Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
This is KNBR, and they are Tolbert and Copes. Listen to us here and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We are KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Adam Copeland, Tom Tolbert with you. Time to talk to the head coach of the Arizona Wildcats, Pac-12 tourney champs for the second year in a row, Tommy Lloyd. What's going on, Coach?
Hey, Coach.
Tom, Adam, good to be on with you guys. What's up? I literally just stepped off the practice floor, and I was like, guys, we got to cut practice short. Tom Tolbert needs me to do this interview, and if we lose one of these games early in the tournament, we can we're probably going to regret not practicing here. But in honor of Tom, the rumor down here is he might have been one of the worst practice players in the history of Arizona basketball.
Hey, wait, that's erroneous. Erroneous. I don't know where you heard that.
I was going to say, not a rumor, I don't think.
No, it's closer to fact.
Yeah, right.
And I mean, there's a little, if you look we have this fountain in the middle of campus.
Oh, right? Dude.
and there's a little sign on there that says, this is where Tom Tolbert defied the program, literally laid in the fountain as the rest of the team is running laps around the campus. He's laying in the fountain. And then he gets out on the last lap and acts like he sprints to the finish, and he's all sweaty. And I think that's the legendary true story, right?
Yeah,
Tom?
Yeah.
I'm gonna take the fifth, just in case.
it doesn't sound as funny from a coach's perspective. You know what I mean? from Tom's perspective, it's pretty funny.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, it was good memories, Coach. Good memories is what those are.
Yeah.
So after the Pac-12 championship, did the guys get to go out and enjoy Vegas a little bit, or are they right back to the rooms?
No, we locked them up and put them in a cage and just trying to get ready for the tournament. No, we actually flew out right after to just get home 3 a.m. and then so much for celebrating winning a championship that you're proud to have won, but you wake up tired the next day and you gotta get the sleep out of your eyes and get down to the gym because you're getting ready for Selection Sunday. So you figured out where you're going. And we actually just met here a few hours ago for the first time and, kind of started prepping for the week. So, it hits hard and fast. No time to celebrate.
I guarantee you, if we would have won a Pac-12 championship in Vegas, Lute would have handcuffed me to a manager. I know he would have. He would not let me loose that night. I guarantee you that. You've done this a lot now as the assistant with Mark Few up in Gonzaga and now a couple times there at Arizona. What have you learned about how you go into a tournament, how you look at a tournament, how you get ready for a tournament? I'm sure it's probably evolved over those years. What have you learned over those 20-plus years of being in the tournament and, the best way to prepare and kind of get ready for it and brace yourself for it?
Well, no, those are great questions, and you're right. There has been an evolution, and you do learn things. I think the most important thing is you take a step back and you say, guys, we still got to get better. You got to get better week by week. You got to, try to tighten things up in practice because, theoretically, each round of the tournament's going to get harder and harder. So, you have to continue to get better and just have that kind of growth mindset. And the next thing is you got to be able to get through the doldrums of a long season, and you still got to be excited to practice and game plan and play these games with enthusiasm. I mean, to me, that's what's most important. You got to be excited to still be playing. And your effort and your energy have to show that. Obviously, it should be pretty easy to get up for an NCAA tournament game, but I think you'd be surprised, how often these teams show up on Monday and I've been with teams like that. You show up on Monday, but guys, hey, we're getting ready for the tournament, and you're in film. And you could just tell they're like, oh, shit, here we go again. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't say that. You know what I mean? You know, you're like, here we go again. You know? Oh, yeah, yeah, my bad, buddy. You got me. I mean, you have a cough box. You edited me out there, right?
Yeah, it'll be fine. I'm sure. Gotcha. We'll fix it in post.
You're taking care of it. I actually would have let it play because I think that gives you more street cred with the recruits.
Wait. Oh, my gosh. Tom, you told me we're taping this. You told me we're not live.
Tom says a lot of things.
I see how we're doing this.
I'm in the fountain right now, Coach. Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
You're totally good.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Hey, something that you believed in, and again, I'll go back to your Gonzaga days because you had this at Gonzaga, two big guys. Very rarely do teams have two big guys. It's usually one big guy and then a stretch four. That's kind of the way the game's been going for a long time. But you still believe in the two big guys. And the one thing about your big guys, too, is they run. There's not a better big man runner in the country than Tabellus. I mean, Timmy up in Gonzaga runs his butt off, but he runs just as well. I mean, he's up the court. What is the theory behind that that you look at and say, hey, I know everybody's going this way, but you're still able to play fast, if not faster than anybody, in utilizing both big guys?
Well, you know, I mean, I guess there's a lot of little thoughts. And you know, I think one of the reasons that a couple of things. Why are there not very many good big guys out there? Well, because people aren't developing big guys.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the reasons. And so, two, if these big guys aren't available, coaches are adjusting. And, you know, it's kind of the flavor of the month is, you know, running a spread floor with skilled guys and this and that, which, it can be really hard to play against. But my deal is I always look for, you know, if you tell me I got a disadvantage, hey, maybe you're playing too big, you're going to be slow, you're going to be, you know, you're not going to be able to space the floor, I'm going to try to find advantages within that. And and I think when you have two posts, now when you have Tabellus, he's 6'11", 245 pounds. He's going against a small ball four, that's a problem. You know, how are they going to guard his post up? And we're going to come at you with pace and in transition, we're going to run and we're going to, you know, we want to post up as quick as we can in transition, because if you're posting up in the middle of the floor in transition, there is no double team scheme. And then we'll swing the ball through a post. We'll look high low, you know, because now we got the ball in the middle of the floor. It's really hard to have help side defense. Then I think having two bigs really helps us in the half court, because now when you have two bigs, you can, in theory, set twice as many ball screens. So, I mean, that's kind of the way we've tilted our offense. And, you know, now listen, probably about, I would say, I don't know, I mean, you know, 30 to 40% of our possessions, we do play a small ball lineup. We'll play Pelle Larsen at the four, and that's a good way to play as well. And we have a couple young big guys who I think are going to be really good, but they're just not quite ready for prime time, you know. Yeah. And so they need to stay in the lab a little bit longer, but I really believe in them and think they're going to be good. So, you know, both ways can be effective, but I love having two big guys out there. I mean, I feel most comfortable doing that, and I don't ever see myself changing.
Let me ask you this real quick, because we're talking to the head coach of the Arizona Wildcats, Tommy Lloyd, nice enough to join us. One of the things I appreciate about your coaching style the most, I mean, I love teams that play with pace, but you let them play. And you let them make some mistakes on the offensive end. You let them take some shots that may be deemed questionable. And I love that you give them the freedom on the offensive end. How long did it take to get to that point? Because so many coaches are so controlling. They want to control every aspect of every part of the game. And from my standpoint, from a player standpoint, it gets infuriating. But what do you ask of them in return? Because to get that type of freedom, you got to be willing to say, okay, I'm going to give you this because I can't just let you run around all over the place wild. You got to give me something. Is it defense? Is it hustle? I mean, what do you expect of them to give them that type of freedom?
Well, what I expect offensively for to get that to earn the, you know, the responsibility, that's how mm-hmm. I tell them to have that kind of freedom, is to play with great fundamentals and make good decisions. Mm-hmm. You know, and listen, I want to be aggressive because I think a lot of times, like transition threes, for example. I mean, if we throw the ball up the wing and you have a 40% three-point shooter wide open at three,
yep.
I'm not a good enough coach to get that kind of shot. So, mm-hmm. like, let that guy shoot it, you know. And I think that's how you get on runs in games like that. And, hey, if you're on a 6-0 and 8-0 run and you're kind of feeling it and a guy shoots a tough shot, well, you know, you might not love it. But a lot of times he makes it. It causes the other team to call a timeout. You're on a 10-0 run, and you just had a huge momentum swing in the game. So I enjoy letting the guys play like that. And, you know, even I think in that UCLA game in the second half, the guys were looking at me like, hey, what are we going to run? I'm like, guys, like, listen, they're so good defensively, it's probably not going to come down to a play call.
Yeah.
It's going to come down to you guys making plays. And make plays and just run our base offense. You know, trust our movement, trust our decision making, trust our fundamentals. And then, you know, if you get an opportunity, be aggressive, step up and make a play. And to me, it's much more enjoyable watching the players make plays than me calling like a perfect ATO. You know, like I enjoy watching the stuff they come up with and within our system. So I know maybe it's just how I'm wired, and I'm sure I learned a lot of that from Coach Few. You know, he wasn't a guy who loved to stand up and call a bunch of plays, you know, either.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Talking to Tommy Lloyd, head coach of the Arizona Wildcats on the UMA guest line. Tell us about the South region. Who jumps out to you in that region?
Princeton.
Mm.
I mean, that's our first game. Hey, and Tom, you know the quote. I mean, I don't know if you know. It's day to day, paycheck to paycheck, long neck to long neck. That's how we're living here. So we're locked into Princeton. And then, you know, hey, if you're fortunate enough to get through that game, who's our second game? It's the 7-10. I mean, I have to think here for a second.
Utah State, Missouri, maybe?
Yeah, and I've seen both those teams. I saw Missouri play for the first time this weekend when I was in my hotel room, and they looked formidable. I mean, they looked really good. And Utah State, I've seen them play on you know, TV a few times, ultra-skilled, great decision-makers, you know, can kill you from three. And then Alabama, I mean, is obviously the overall number one seed. If you can get to that second weekend and get to that Elite Eight game, I mean, you know, I mean, so the tournaments just get hard. You know, they get hard. And what I've learned over the years is you can't look ahead, I mean, for obvious reasons. But the other reason is you come up with all these scenarios. You know, if we can do this and we can do that, and boy, we get to that Sweet 16 game. I mean, how many upsets are in this tournament? So by the time you get to that Sweet 16 game, it's not even who you thought you'd be playing. So you just kind of really have to lock in game to game. And, you know, I think for you fans and you media experts, you know, like you guys, you know, I think you guys are much better at prognosticating and thinking about things. And as a coach, you just kind of got to lock in and go game to game, you know?
No, we're not better at prognosticating. Trust me. You should see my
yeah, no.
It reflects such. So what do you know about Princeton? All I know, I saw him play one time. Their best player, I can't even pronounce his name. He is a pretty good player, but what do you know about them other than they're really smart?
Well, yeah, they're smarter than us. That's well established. and no, but you know, I mean, obviously they're a program that's, you know, they have a great basketball tradition, and you know they have a style of play and a system. I mean, maybe it's not the true Princeton system as maybe we thought knew it back in the day, but there's layers and elements of it and everything they do. I mean, they're going to be a good passing and cutting team. They're going to have skilled shooters. You know, I'm sure they're going to play with great fundamentals. These Ivy League teams, they've gotten to the tournament and they've won games. So, you know, that they got our full attention and, we started to kind of peel back the layers and look at them a little bit today. And you know, we get two more days to prepare and you know, that we play an early game on Thursday, which can be good. You know, sometimes it's good to play an early game in that tournament, just get out there and let it rip as opposed to sitting around for a day or a day and a half watching, you know, everybody else sweat it out. You know, sometimes it's good just to, you know, get out on the court early. So, yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a battle. And I know I've been in a lot of these games where it's a 116 or a 215, and you know, they're hard games. They're hard games. You get in the game, and the other team's good. They're on a roll because they obviously won their conference tournament to get there. They're playing with confidence. Next thing you know, you're in a knockdown, drag-out game with them, and you know what the crowds do? The crowd flips.
Underdog.
The underdog, and Arizona gets like 800 tickets or something, you know, so I'm sure we'll sell them all, and you know, probably people will buy them on their own, so we'll have a good fan base there. But, you know, there's four other teams, or three other teams, you know, that you're split the tickets with. So all those teams want to see Arizona lose. So it's a really interesting psyche in these neutral site buildings in these tournaments. I felt that heat before, you know, and hopefully our guys are up for it.
How much has the emergence of the young guy Kylan Boswell meant to you guys down the stretch?
It's been huge. I mean, he came into the season with a broken foot. So, you know, it took some time to get him healthy and up to speed, and he's young. So I didn't want to put too much on his plate too early, and I kind of wanted him to, you know, I wanted him to get here and struggle a little bit. But I wanted that to happen organically, and it did. And he struggled, and then he grew, and he learned from it, and he's a physical force. I mean, he's able to play, you know, defense at a high level. Offensively, he's skilled, and he's a great ball handler, decision maker, and a really good shooter. So, yeah, he stepped up, and he's been incredibly consistent here the last, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. And, he's part of our rotation. And, you know, I know our veteran players are feeling really comfortable playing with him. And, you know, even Krisha, you know, has leaned over to me at times and said, hey, you know, put Boswell in with me. You know, so we can kind of share the ball handling duties. It's all, not all on Kreese's shoulders. And so we're thankful for him, and I think he's going to be a heck of a player in the future.
Do you have any idea how many languages are spoken on your team?
Oh, a lot. I mean, I have two guys over on the side speaking French, probably saying bad things about me. I have two Estonians speaking Estonian, nice. Probably saying bad things about me. I have two Lithuanians. You know, speaking Lithuanian under their breath, saying bad things about me. So, you know what? I just kind of keep a smile on my face and keep going forward. So, multiple languages on this team.
You don't tell them this is an English-only practice?
No. Hey, we're a world team. We're worldly, and yeah, so they can say whatever
what
they want.
About
and,
me. If you're going to badmouth me in English, not in French.
Yeah, for sure. So they always say, no, no, coach, we're not saying anything about you. We really like you. I think they always tell me that. I'm like, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Hey, at least coach said it to my face, right to my face. Although he was funny. He was funny, Tommy. He never cursed. It was always Judas Priest, Tom Tolbert. That's what he'd say when he got mad at me. Judas Priest, Tom Tolbert. And I'd always look
and
at him.
Like, I like Judas Priest.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I go, coach, you got another thing coming. He didn't know what I was talking about. So what are you gonna do? All right, we'll let you go. I really appreciate the time. It's always fun catching up with you. No pressure. I just want to let you know. In 1988, we also played an Ivy League team to open the NCAA tournament down in Pauley. We played Cornell and beat them by 44.
Yeah.
So that's the standard.
You know who Coach Rob, one of my assistant coaches, was the young assistant coach on that team.
Was he really?
So, he was. Yeah, he goes back a few years. So, yeah, he always talks about that. The biggest question though is no pressure. Is Tom Tolbert driving up the highway a little bit to watch his team play in the NCAA tournament?
Well, Tom Tolbert's going to be golfing during the. during that day.
Wow.
And I'm going,
wow, dude, wow.
I'm going in the backyard. Well, you took it to Vegas the first weekend to enjoy the tourney and make a few wagers and play some golf. We couldn't do it, so we're going to play golf at home. We're going to sit in my backyard and crack some beers and watch the game on TV. You got me feeling bad now for doing that.
Hey, in honor of Lute Olson, Judas Priest, Tom Tolbert, right there. Like, are you kidding me?
Okay, next year, if you're anywhere in the area, I'll be going as long as the ticket's waiting for me.
Oh, sorry. Now we got to be playing in San Jose. I don't even know if that's a site. That's probably as far as you'll go.
Go to Vegas. That's where we need to be. We need to have you in Vegas.
Okay, okay.
Then I'm there.
Okay.
I'll meet you in Vegas. Right. In fact, I'll go to the Pac-12 tournament, and then I'll stay the week in Vegas, and I'll wait for you guys to come back to Vegas.
Yeah, I didn't see you at the Pac-12 tournament either. What happened?
Oh, I was there. You didn't see me. I didn't get good seats.
Okay.
This is tough. Just keep
I'm just getting
deeper.
Laid out here.
Just
I've gotten the
deeper.
Fountain. Yeah. I've gotten not going to the tourneys. I mean, I usually don't get cracked this much during an interview. Usually I'm the one doing that.
Hey, you're an easy target, Tom.
I'm a big target is what I am. Hey, Coach, thank you so much. We always appreciate the conversation. Best of luck in Sacramento. This weekend, I'll be pulling for you, and I'm sure I'll be hitting you up on the thread. So have a good one, man.
All right. See you, guys.
Good
Take
deal.
It easy, Tommy. Appreciate it.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.